Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
137.
137.
Here we are. Again. Yet again. 137 fucking times. It's a lot of times.
Uno, tres, siete.
Does it work like that?
When I call it out, 137, it's uno, tres, siete.
113 und 7, I guess, right?
I don't know what German is.
Oh, okay. It's a language spoken by German people.
Oh, okay.
I know, right?
I thought it was just a cuisine.
Yeah. No, you're thinking of lean.
Lean is a cuisine.
Right.
Correct. I stand and am standing.
Indeed.
Corrected.
Indeed. How was your week, Scott? Tell me a little bit about it, because you got to do something really fun-ish. I mean, as far as a big fat guy can be in a carpet being fun, but...
I didn't know. I thought that we were making the illusion of just the two ends of the stock market.
Right. Well, let's just say your week involved being a big fat guy in a carpet, just like mine
did. Yeah.
But mine wasn't for any reason. I was just...
Did you get knocked up and rolled out again?
No, I was bored and I had a carpet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not rocket surgery, man.
No. No. It's not at all. But yes, I did. I did have some fun visiting the set of the Journey Quest Season 3. And
I have, unfortunately, because of work, I am locked out of all possible days when I would be able to go and hang out. Not just work, ECCC as well, because I had yesterday, I promised Brian Lewis and Megan that I would go see the Super Geeked Up panel. So I couldn't go yesterday, which would have been my opportunity to sort of be in the bar, tavern scene, whatever. And I mean, I don't even care about being on camera, but half a day, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right, well, and Tony's like, well, come on out on Wednesday. And I'm like, okay, I'll come out on Wednesday. And I checked at work and there's no way I can get it off.
What's on Wednesday?
He was just inviting me out to
come. Oh.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to make the wrap party either, because I'll be driving back from Idaho on Sunday. So to get here early enough, we'd have to leave early in the morning, and I don't want to do that.
Right.
I want to spend time with my kids. So
yeah,
I'm probably just not going to touch anything to do with JQ3 at all in any way. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Poop.
What else did you do this week?
Finished Kairos Productions website out for final approval.
Wasn't that last week?
Yep.
Okay.
Got a few more notes. So
okay.
Now it's the final approval, I hope.
Until
to
you
go
get
live.
A few more notes. Yeah.
Yeah. Finished up my toyrescuemission.org updates. They now need to get me some information. They need to check copy. They need to do this, that, and the other thing. But all the functionality is back where it should be. Most egregious typos are now fixed. It's what happens when you get given documents from, like, I don't even know what they're on. But, like, profit, the I and the F will be gone, so it'll be proit. And like just all the character F's,
okay,
for some
yeah.
reason, they were there. I copy, I paste, they aren't there. So I don't know if what happened was some of the stuff that I got was OCR scanned.
Right.
And then just omitted, and someone went, oh, well, here's the digital file.
Right.
And sent it, and I'm like, I am not reading. I'm not being paid to be an editor. I'm taking this and putting it on the site.
Right.
And then it shows up funky.
Funky.
I did a lot of stuff that I don't know that I can talk about yet. Should I talk about...
let's hold off, because we also need to talk about some other technical aspects about potentially sharing that whole setup when you're doing the work on it anyway.
Right.
So I think you should hold that and then invite our listeners to also watch. I think that would be better.
Okay.
Than talking about it right now.
Okay, great. So what else did I do last week? I solidified...
Gross.
A major life change.
Oh, not gross.
No. So there will be official updates.
Are they in a jar in the closer. Fridge?
No.
Oh.
No. This was just some reservations and things. So some major changes.
Yep.
During the month of May, we will slowly eke out some information. as we feel we want to, because man, I bet this is just building up all sorts of anticipation and our listenership will skyrocket to the moon and Neil deGrasse Tyson will finally show up with Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I don't know, man. This on is our like, podcast. This is like that anticipation of like when your mom converts to Judaism and you're about to celebrate your first Hanukkah and you've never celebrated one before and you think 8 days of presents and then you actually get just socks and a top. Don't build them up too much, man.
Oh, I'm not.
Just to tear them down.
I'm allowing them to build themselves up.
This is like Cthulhu, man. It's like what you can't see is the thing that you actually get worried about.
Exactly.
It's great.
I think had a really, really good acting class.
Oh, yeah?
This last week.
Finally.
Really some solid work, and I'm really excited to see where things go.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Jennifer had a game night.
Yes, last which I night. Missed. I'm sorry. I missed that.
Mr. Brophy also missed that. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of theater folk from the Tacoma area that I hadn't seen for a while.
Very cool.
So, played some Cards Against Humanity. Worked in my PAX 2013 exclusive cards.
Nice.
And shuffled through, not the big long deck, but a standard deck with an expansion pack. Came up surprisingly, I think I went through everything that I had, came up in one form or another. So,
have I ever told you my personal favorite custom card that I made?
Mm.
The card is, so it's a white card,
mm-hmm.
which means it's like a noun, you know. So it is Geppetto's withered, splinter-filled penis. It's my all-time favorite that I've made.
Wow. Yikes. That's...
I wish you were a real boy. Ouch.
Ouch. Yeah, I think one of the winning cards was... right. It was the puberty one.
Mm.
And it was great because I like getting those where I have to read a lot. So yeah. It's like, you know, you're going to be experiencing puberty. You may find hair in places you didn't know. You may find yourself interested in blank. This is normal. And I believe the winner was... The taint, the gooch, fleshy fun bridge.
Yeah. Yeah, the taint, the gooch, the fleshy fun bridge.
And then my favorite was, I always get this card and I hate it. Why do I hurt all over? And then you just get these stupid...
The Holocaust.
Yeah. And I got
yeah.
the entire Chinese gymnastics team. And I was like...
No, that's a good one. That's...
That's a hurt I could get behind.
That's a win.
That's okay.
Oh, if it's a gymnastics team, they can get behind you. Don't do any work at that point.
Correct.
So, well, that's cool.
Yes. I'm sure that there were other things, but it's kind of been a little whirlwindy. Things are blending into other things right now.
No, I hear you, man. Well, let's see. Our friend Bo was burgled.
He indeed was.
Like, the most benign burgling ever, though. I mean, did they break a window? They broke a window, right?
Mm-mm.
No. Oh, well, then he's... I don't even care.
They just grabbed his change. They grabbed his change and the keys that were in the car, which weren't to the car, but to the apartment. And his parents' house and a couple other places. So, nothing paramount.
Right. Well, he doesn't have... He doesn't have any of those addresses on anything in the car, so.
He had, I think his wallet was in there.
Yeah, but they didn't take that.
They didn't take it, but they may have looked at what was on his license, which is not this location.
Right.
And we'll be paying his parents in Gig Harbor a visit if they want to drive over there and deal with the toll and all the bullshit. But coming from, what, Kent?
Yeah, not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
It was probably kids who just figured out how to jimmy a lock, to be honest, if that's all they took. I mean...
Yeah. I was hoping it was going to be like one of the office mate pranks.
Oh, right.
You know, because it's like, oh, look, we can get it. You know, it's like changing, making the screenshot your
backdrop. Putting the tape on the mouse and blah, blah, blah. Well, that happened. So if you see him on Facebook, you know, give him a little support, I guess. So I got passes for ECCC. Unfortunately, Friday night, I got a massive earache, which is related to this whole fucking flu thing.
Yeah.
So I got
it's one of the ones that went down my jaw.
Pressure,
yeah.
And it hurt my bottom teeth, like my front teeth on the bottom, like just throbbed. It sucked so bad. So... I did go a little tiny bit on Thursday, stopped by the Zoe booth and talked to Chris Odie and Brad and Caleb, who I don't know, but who was helping out with the booth. So shout out to those guys. Stopped by. It was weird. Have you ever seen, do you ever watch the Real Ghostbusters, the cartoon? Probably not. You're probably a little old.
I have seen it.
Okay.
I'm familiar with it.
Well, there's a specific episode where Ray talks about a theory that if you stay in one place long enough, you'll see everybody you've ever met in your entire life walk by. That was ECCC. I planted on the steps. Let's see, who did I see? Red Van Gool from Espionage Cosmetics, Sarah Korn. I saw Scott Kurtz. I saw just so many people, like just tons of people. There's so many that I can't even remember. Let's see, Kiri Callaghan. I saw, and this was just literally sitting on the steps waiting to find out if a person I was supposed to, or I was trying to meet there, Andrew, was going to show up. So just sitting there, I saw a bunch of people. Then we went back on Saturday, saw Eric Pope, saw Dougie Sharp. Brittany Bentley was there, so shout out to all those folks. It was just so many hugs, lots and lots of hugs. They were sad that you weren't there, but you know, what are you gonna do? We went to the Super Geeked Up panel, like I said, with Jeff from Super Geeked Up was hosting. Megan from Glitch was there, Brian Lewis, and then replacing Joanna Gaskell, who got detained momentarily, or temporarily rather, at the border, was replaced by everyone's favorite fast talking Detroiter. Is it Detroiter? Detroitois? What is a person from Detroit called?
Detritus.
Don Thacker. So that was it was cool because it was 1.5 panels in one, because that's how fast he talks.
Yes.
So that was a lot of fun. Fun to both Don and Vanessa were there. Oh, and I saw Don and Vanessa the first day of ECCC, but not at ECCC. I just happened to see them walking through... which mall was I in? Pacific Place. Yeah, I was grabbing chowder at the chowder place. They happened to walk through. So that was
it's a good chowder place.
It is a good chowder place. It's expensive as shit, but it's a good chowder place. So that was crazy, like just seeing them extra. So it was a pretty fun weekend. I gave my Sunday passes to my boss for his kids because I knew that I was gonna kind of be conned out at this point. Mm-hmm. And Sunday's really for going and buying shit, which is what his kids wanted to do. I don't want to do that. So, oh, this was kind of funny. So I saw Phil, and I'm going to butcher his last name, I think.
Birbiglia?
No, Girl Genius. We hosted them at SpoCon. So it's the Brandon Brucato? Sanderson. No, it was the Brandon Sanderson. He's White Wolf. Phil Brucato's White Wolf. This is Phil. It's like F-O-G-I...
Foglio?
Well, okay. No, it's only one G, so it's probably Folio, but the G is probably silent. So we'll go with Phil Folio. So I stopped by, said hey to him. This guy walks up beside me, and I looked over and I was like, oh man, he's really familiar. I think he might be a Zoe fan or something. So I like said hi and stuff and then walked off and then realized it was actually Patrick Rothfuss. So that was cool. The guy who wrote the name of the Wind. No, don't worry. No. He's a pretty popular writer right now for fantasy. So he's not your Martin or anything like that, but he's pretty popular. Right.
Nice.
And I'm positive Name of the Wind is going to get
a film
at some point. So, but that was just really cool because it is a pretty laid back con, even for being as crowded as it is. Like nobody's mugging anybody else. People are kind of really friendly there.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's a nice Comic-Con if you do Comic-Cons.
Yeah.
Saw Sean Shea. Ran into him. In his full Ghostbusters
getup. Oh, good. Yeah.
So all the Spokane Ghostbusters that I know of were there.
Mm-hmm.
And they did this big like Ghostbusters thing in the Skybridge. So that was pretty cool. Got some gifts for my kids that I won't say just in case they're listening. They can deal with waiting till next week. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. My friend Eric came up from Tacoma. Who I haven't seen in a little while. Well, I've seen him fairly recently, but prior to that, I hadn't seen him in like 15 years.
Oh, wow. So,
and it's funny because Eric, this is going to be mostly for Scott, so feel free to tune out here. Eric is really, really, really good friends with someone that we intersect with on the other side of things, Steve Snowy. So Steve Snowy and Lacey Levitt? Yeah. Are a couple who do film in Seattle, including the amazing Dinosaur World War short.
Right.
So, yeah, which we actually, he was across from us at
PAX?
PAX. PAX 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So, Steve recognized me because I actually was back in 2000 straight up, maybe 2001, no, 2000 straight up. When I was first moving up here, I spent a lot of time in the U District while I was going through all of the interview process and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I hadn't worked, you know, I was born in Seattle, but spent a lot of time in Idaho and Spokane and stuff like that.
Right.
Never had I worked in Seattle yet. So this was my first gig. It was at Microsoft. My friend Chris, who I was staying with, lived in Woodinville.
Mm.
But after the interview process, it was a waiting game. So I spent a lot of time in the U District hanging out with my friends. And one of the houses I stayed in, I just couch surfed on a couple of nights, was Steve's house. And we totally, we realized that. We're like, oh my God. So last time Eric was in town, we actually met up with him at the now defunct, sadly, Zeta Buddies. They closed it. Not Minnesota. Was it Minnesota? Or is it? It's not Michigan, but it's one of those Great Lakes states because they do hot dish and tater tot casserole. And
mm-hmm.
they have, if it's Michigan, they'd have Uper meals, but I don't think this was Uper or anything. It was just, I think it's Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive. So Zeta Buddy's pizza was a Minnesota based. Yeah, there's Viking shit all over. It was Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
So, pretty cool. Seeing him there. Very sad to learn Zeta Buddy's closed because, dude, they had some of the best hot wings ever. Which I am a hot wing freak.
Yes, you are.
Anyway, so Eric came over this weekend. We hung out a lot. We watched something that you should watch because you are such a fucking fan of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fan film card. Card?
Card.
It's card. It's called Darth. The Darth is right. Darth Maul Apprentice. And I think it's from like Sweden or it's one of those Scandinavian countries. It's in English. kind of, but it's really interesting. It does definitely look like video. They didn't do a lot of work on color to make it look like film. Mm. I think if they did that, it would have been much, much better, but mm-hmm. you can tell it's 30 frames a second, for example. Mm. So it doesn't have that 24 frames a second warmth to it.
Mm-hmm.
Neat little concept of how did Darth Maul actually complete his training. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so check that out if you get a chance. Again, Darth Maul Apprentice is the name of the video. A lot of people probably already seen it, but it was new to me.
Is that on the YouTubes?
It is on the YouTubes.
Okay.
It's on the MeTubes.
Okay.
But not the MeatTubes.
No.
Don't. If someone is telling you, I will show you this if you use MeatTube, run away.
Yeah.
Yeah, run away. So, that was a lot of fun. I did not get to, well, obviously I couldn't go on Friday, so I didn't get to the Gamers Live this year. But I heard it was very good, which is interesting because there was nobody really from the gamers in it this time around.
Oh, they did? Oh, wow. I didn't know that they did it.
But nobody could go because almost everybody was filming.
Shooting, yeah.
Yeah. So, but it was a lot of the other improvers from that group, that sort of Olympia group. So your Vanessa Postel couldn't have been. She was shooting. So it mm-hmm. was Maggie,
mm-hmm.
for sure, Odie, David Beecham, people like
Wahlbrecht.
That. Yeah, and Caleb. No, Wahlbrecht was on set, I think. He posted something about making Matt Vansell cry, so I assume he was on set.
Oh, okay.
Pardon me again, man. This cold is just, or this flu is just not letting go. So that was fun. I got to pick up, finally, the Blu-ray of Con Man, so I'm going to watch that. That's the Alan Tudyk, which is one too many, by the way.
Oh,
and
right.
Nathan Fillion thing. Yeah, the producer was there. He was signing. That was really cool. So
that's the Vimeo.
It was
right. Weren't they going to launch on Vimeo?
I think they launched on. I like Blu-ray. I like physical media,
right.
So
totally.
So that was really cool.
But it's that one. It's that Kickstarter thing.
Yeah. The Kickstarter thing, and it's about two guys who were in a fictional sci-fi show that got canceled and went to Con. So it's really a
mm-hmm.
biography sort of,
yeah.
or biographical sort of thing.
It's a fun way to exercise demons that one feels personally.
Yeah. I think it's very similar to what Birdman did.
Yeah.
Which Birdman was kind of that for, yeah. So, I think that's about it. I still have not fully recovered from the machine rebuild yet, nor from swapping my NAS over, because the new NAS, while incredibly well featured, like ridiculously well featured, this is the QNAP that you have, exact mm-hmm. same. I mean, this is the most feature filled NAS I've ever seen. And you can upgrade the memory and run VMs off of it and upgrade the network card to 10 gigabit
mm-hmm.
or something like that. So 10 gigabit. So it's as fast as USB 3.1. You can do all that stuff with it. It's super, super full featured, but it has a couple of quirks that I'm learning to get around. So
anything I need to be aware of?
SFTP only works for the admin account. You can't assign SFTP. You cannot assign SFTP to any account but admins.
That's
BS.
Oh.
So you have to use just raw FTP, which sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not secure. You could potentially, your ISP could find out what you're transferring. If you're transferring like NDA video information, mm-hmm. you shouldn't use it because they could grab the packets and actually tear it apart and leak it. So because my primary use for it is hosting unaired footage,
right?
and no FTP. Currently, I'm going to see if I can figure out a way around it, but
mm-hmm.
we'll see. So you can enforce explicit TLS, I think, but for some reason, my network setup, that breaks. It won't connect if you do that. So I'm still poking at it and figuring out what it is. That's about it for me. The rest of the week was just work and being sick.
Yeah, and I wanted to give some shout-outs as well. Problem is, I'm not as good with names.
Mm.
But at the Journey Quest, they were doing a scene in a tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our... that was a scene where a lot of the backers who had paid for some roles were going to be featured.
Right.
Many of them knew who I was. I met a wonderful gentleman who told me Leo was his favorite character right there in front of Matt and Christian, saying Leo needs to catch a break somewhere. did a photo with him. Some of our Patreon folks, Hawk Robinson was there. Paul Ott, Mike Ott. I believe James is the James that I saw.
James Herbert?
But I'm not sure.
White hair, kind of looks like a Busey. That's James Herbert.
No.
Yeah.
Not James Herbert.
Okay.
James, who was the Seattle Knight who got pushed down the hill, bald.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, so he may not be on our list. But there were...
Sorry, by the way, James Herbert. You don't really look like a Busey, but you have enough similar features to where that's a way to describe.
I know exactly.
Else.
Right. And yeah. And
you're
I
much prettier than a Busey. You're
I
much
still
prettier.
Think Busey gets a bad rap for, I mean,
which
yeah.
one, Gary or what's
the... either of them for their looks. I mean, anytime you're going to get a mug shot, it's not going to be pretty when you've been drinking, but the
was
Gary
that Busey
or
was that Nolte? That was the
both.
Nolte. Okay.
But the Gary Busey, I remember the 80s, 90s Gary Busey. Mm-hmm. He was a ruggedly handsome dude.
Oh, no. He kind of still is. Like, his Amazon ads are my favorite thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
When he rings the bell, he's like, it's just so great.
Those are wonderful.
It's the best.
But there were some Findlay Mimbles people are local filmmaker slash web series folk out of Evergreen. And saw them. Laura Red Scott was there. And a number of people whom I said hi to and didn't get names back on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Very, very light set to be on. The first day that they were on that location that didn't have as many of the extras. Coley was there. That didn't have the extras was a little tense because they had a lot of principal actors and a lot of difficult shots to try to get accomplished. And so that was a little more tense, but they kind of lightened it up when everybody else was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, it was some good days. There's going to be a lot of good stuff that comes out of that, I think.
Well, that's up to you. Maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's I think I saw that the Piazzos are in town as well. I haven't seen them yet, though.
I did not.
Maybe they're not. Maybe they were just sharing something from a con or something, but I saw some shares. I've been kind of trying to avoid Facebook. It's I mean, in an election year, you kind of have to just shut Facebook down.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
here's a tip: they're all election years. You should go to the polls for all.
I am minimizing my Facebook-itude as much as
I'm trying to
I
Twitter more.
Can.
Tweet. I'm gonna tweet.
Do the sweet tweets.
Do the sweet tweets. You know, because it's 140 and done. You're out, you know?
Yeah.
Don't even have to worry about watching for anything else. Just get the hell out.
So. And if you have it set up right, you can sweet tweet on Twitter and it still shows up on the Facebook.
Which I have, yeah. I do have some exciting stuff going on. It was announced on the... Oh, by the way, you can... apparently, you can tell people that Depth is coming out now. Not when, but Don said that he's... finally got approval to tell people that this movie Depth that they did is coming out.
Oh,
eventually.
Nice.
So there you go.
Eventually. Seriously? Jeez.
So Wednesday I will be in a real recording studio doing voices for Star Mazer DSP.
Nice.
Which is, yeah. So not Slimo, No Brick, no Slimo, no main characters. These are all voiced for the DSP piece, so it's all a bunch of background characters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because a friend of mine, Faya Cook, who I had no idea was involved with this in any way, is showing up as well. I'm like, oh, that's so cool.
Nice.
So, yeah. Didn't even know she did voice acting. So it's really cool. I think that's about it for me. I'm going to go to Idaho next week. So I won't be...
The end of this week.
Well, the end of this week, right.
Okay. So
Thursday. I'm leaving Thursday night. So for those of you who were hoping to see me at the wrap party, if you're going to the wrap party for JQ3, I will likely not be there because we'll be driving back. We probably won't get back until 10.
Mm.
And I think it's 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
There you go. But, you know, as these things go, sometimes they go later.
Yeah. This one physically can't because they're renting it for 2 hours.
Right, but it may go someplace else.
It may. That's true. You know. So give me a text if that happens.
Yes, I will.
Cool.
Yes, and I may or may not be there as well, depending upon things. So that looks like a Monday podcast next
week. Probably a Monday podcast next week. So just heads up there.
Heads up to everyone.
Heads up, ears down. I don't know what that means.
We're looking at the 18th.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, should we get to some questions?
I think we should.
Let's do it.
I think we should. Those who, this isn't really a question.
This
isn't
a question, right, yeah.
For those who may not have seen the Two Bards Facebook page, Seth Davis, also known as Link Master General, has made some page data available. Though he says a quarter of these might be me refreshing the page, it's a nice milestone. Thank you, Bardketeers, for visiting. According to wherever Typhonic Beats is hosted, we on Blogspot, we have 20,006 page views.
Which is awesome because this isn't the major share point. Most people go most people get it through iTunes or through another subscription service or go directly to the page. So to have the splash damage be that impressive is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great to hear that.
Excuse me. Rob McLennan, who will hopefully not have the same problems that Joanna Gaskill had coming across the border this week, writes, is there a piece of tech hardware that you're currently lusting after?
Oh, God, always. Always.
Yes, and while you expound upon that, I'm going to...
I always lust after fast storage. So right now, the Intel PCIe 4X 750 SSDs, the 1.2 terabyte ones, I would love nothing more than to get a server motherboard where I could throw four or five of those into PCIe slots and stripe them. But that's a ridiculous amount of money. So, I mean, you're talking like $5,000 there. Just for the drives themselves. So always fast storage is a lusty piece of hardware for me. Additionally, of course, there's the new 1080 chipset from NVIDIA that's going to, I think it's going to debut this month sometime. So new, even faster graphics cards there. Mm-hmm. Always lusting after more storage. It really comes down to storage. It's storage. I just upgraded to 128 gigs of RAM on my board, so I'm okay proc and RAM wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's just always storage.
Yeah.
Then of course there's the new the new 5K panels. So 5K monitors are now a thing for non-Macs, and those are pretty nice. And of course, any laptop from Origin PC, like any high-end laptop from Origin PC, so good.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty set on my storage now. It's not fast, but I don't need fast. I just needed capacity, and now I've got, I think, 12 inside, 5 plugged in on top, and another 21 external, so I'm good there. I would like to get a nice 4K monitor for editing. I would like to get a second 970 video card and SLI it. But according to everything that I've been reading,
won't do anything for Premiere.
Won't do anything. So I'm sitting really pretty where I want to be.
Yeah. Premiere's a... So they also took multi-threading out to a certain extent. So like there was this awesome comparison of a $10,000 PC versus a $10,000 Mac Pro. And the PC had two Xeons. So two 12-core Xeons, 24 total cores, 48 logical cores, I think was what it ended up being. And Premiere capped out on the PC at 16. I think it was able to do all 24 logical cores on the Mac, but the PC still outperformed it by a little bit. This is just Adobe. This is their, they refactored and took out all of the multi-threading stuff. And this is one of the piece of shit remnants of CC 2015 V2 that we're still dealing with.
I think that I'm building a fun little computer for my dad's friend. And I think my next big want is I do like the Intel Compute Stick. I have found that I really enjoy having that, if you will, home theater PC. But I think a Nook like you have.
There is a V2 of the Compute Stick coming out that's much faster, by the way.
I'm not so much worried about fast, just sort of the options like you're talking about with just having a standalone unit. I could plug in some controllers to play games. I can have, I mean, the Compute Stick right now is awesome because it just dangles off the short thing behind the TV, done. No clutter, no nothing, and I've got access to things. But I might like to have a Nook where I can actually put in an Ethernet connection so that when the wireless isn't perfect, you know, I've got that.
And I mean, you can do that with a Compute Stick, but you're using just as much space because you're putting a USB hub on it, and it's only USB 2.0 currently. So,
but I am so digging that thing for being able to, once I figured out, there's one thing that I don't like about it.
Yeah, what's that?
I need to test my theory, but Bluetooth keyboards don't activate until Windows really gets going. So I can't enter the BIOS.
That is true.
And for some reason, that thing is running super slow on the clock. So it had been a while since I had turned it on, and I turned on the computer and it said, hey, November 2015. And then I tried to access my HBO Go account and it said, oh, their security certificates aren't.
Because your date was wrong.
I couldn't install. I didn't know this. I couldn't install Google Chrome. I couldn't get anywhere on Bing. I mean, everybody, and I'm like, what the fuck? Finally come in here, figure it out. Okay, so I got to set the date. The minute I couldn't even get into the store. I couldn't get into Microsoft Store, so I knew there was something wrong. I just didn't know what the simple thing was.
What sucks is it won't auto-set the date if your date is off by more than like a month. So it won't even auto-pick up the date if your date's that far off.
Right. So
why not?
I've got to figure out why. I mean, because I am correct in that it's... It is the Intel Compute Stick that's losing its mind.
It's probably the battery is bad in it or something. It's because it's probably got a little CMOS battery in it, and it's probably bad. Or it may not even use a CMOS battery. It may just require being constantly powered to maintain that over time.
But it is. It's never off.
Then I don't know, man. Could be a bad time server, too. Like, maybe it picked up a time server off of your cable modem instead of the actual time server. I don't know.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's... It is the Compute Stick losing time,
Yeah. Okay. So, that is the only issue I have ever had with that thing. And it's such a fun little thing to have. So,
it's
for
so
me...
Tiny.
It is. It's. I mean, it's is literally.
PC that is just...
It's half the size of the smallest handheld voice recorder.
Mm-hmm. It is seriously smaller than a Snickers bar.
Yep.
You could easily fit it in a Snickers bar wrapper with room to fit more stuff.
Yeah, you could probably fit two of those in you a probably Snickers could. Bar wrapper.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's... So, yeah, those are the lusting after. And that's just computer stuff.
Yeah, if you get into film, I mean, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
I would love... Well, I mean, if I'm lusting after stuff, you know, give me an Arri. Give me, like, the 4K professional Arri. Or give me a red weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I have to be... Even if in my lusting I have to be... reasonable. More frugal. Give me an Ursa 4.6, even though they're not out yet. I don't want the mini. I want the full Ursa 4.6 that has the switchable shutter, because I want to be able to maintain global shutter and not just use rolling shutter. It's been so... It looks so nice to have global shutter. It just makes your frame look so much better. So give me that with a bunch of CF cards. CFast 2.0 cards, because those are expensive right now. I would also gladly take... Let's see. I would take a color correction surface, which are they go anywhere from $2,000 to $25,000. There's,
oh wow!
Yeah, I know. A full audio bundle, like a full portable audio bundle, would be amazing. So kind of like what people bring to set, where you have the little powered station, and then you take out the actual transmitters and stuff in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. I'd love that. There's so much film stuff. I could go on forever.
Yeah, there's a lot of lusting that could be.
Yeah.
Paula Moran writes, what's the strangest PC or NPC relationship situation you've ever experienced? And I don't know if she's meaning player character, non-player character, or politically correct, non-politically correct.
She's meaning player character, non-player character. Okay. Well, this is funny because this is directly impacted by Darkness Rising. We were playing a campaign and my cousin split us up. He split the party up. And then Amber DM'd half of it and Dennis DM'd the other half. So we were in separate rooms doing separate games, essentially. But all NPCs throughout the entire split were named Willem. So that was fun. But yeah, what's the... I think probably in a 13th Age campaign recently, my character saved the life of a Sorrel. He was the prince of the Sorrels, a chromatic dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a chromatic dragonborn, so he was humanoid, but you know, descendant of dragons. There was a really cool sort of familial arc there, where after saving him, I got knighted by them, and it was really cool. It was like a very interesting thing. Honestly, the best time I've had recently without. Has been without any player characters at all. It's literally been, you stumble across this and he'll hand me something, and it's supposed to be like code, but it's a simple substitution cipher, which is right in my wheelhouse. So he handed it to me, and I figured out within probably 12 minutes I had decoded the whole thing, which was supposed to be part of the story moving forward. So I fucked him over really hard because I figured out, and the thing is, more stuff had that on it moving forward, so I just wrote the key down myself, so I was able to translate it instantly, but my character didn't have the skill, so I just said, no, my character's really smart, and figured out the substitution cipher. So we figured out we had to fight a Tarrasque. That sucks, by the way. If you're into old school D&D, a Tarrasque is a living mountain, pretty much, like a,
oh,
like
wow.
a giant lizardy beast with a mountain on its back. That sucked.
Yeah.
But it was cool that we knew what we were going up against, like, probably 9 encounters before we even had to get to it.
Oh, yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you guys want to go? Nope. We're going to go back and fortify.
Yeah.
We're going to fortify for a bit. So, again, not really related to an NPC, but a real player, a player and a player character reaction interaction. That was a lot of fun.
The only one that I really remember was the campaign that you and I did with mm-hmm. Odie.
Yes.
And we came up into a town, and I was playing, finally, a real battle turtle.
Yep.
I was dwarven, spiked plate mail, and had this bitchin' axe.
Apparently made out of a surfboard, if you're gonna...
Yeah, and we were going through, and apparently the area had elven folk, and basically it was like blasphemous for me to be having this axe mm-hmm. anywhere that we went that would have these people that we needed to get information from. So I would have to either A, stay outside, because I'm not leaving that son of a bitch outside the tavern.
Right.
Or somehow get it in, shove it up underneath the bar, hide it, stand in front of it, whatever. And that, for a little bit, posed some really... I think, in the long run, would have posed some more issues. Had we been able to continue the campaign. But those few days when I'm like, they're a bunch of fishmongers. Who gives a shit? I'm just breaking my axe in. And he's like, well, you can try it. And then all of a sudden, we're not getting any information. Right. And everybody's like, okay, the short one stays outside. It's like, oh, fuck. So, yeah, that was, for me, that was a really strange.
Do you remember which module that was? Because it was actually a module.
It was, and I... cannot remember. Was it a Reynolds Cook?
I think it might have been.
It was old school.
It was a Forgotten Realms, wasn't it? No, it wasn't Forgotten Realms. I don't know. I'm not sure which one it is.
I can't remember. I think I just found.
Well, we'll figure it out later. That's fine.
No, that's Demon Hunter's character sheet. And last but not least, Rob McLennan writes in another question along the lines of Paula's question. Is there a process you use to create your RPG characters? Do you work from the outside in, as in create the concept and then make it fit the rules, or from the inside out, create the character by the rules and then figure out who he is?
If this means my player character...
Yes.
Concept in. I prefer coming up with a basic character idea and then working in the rule set to make that character happen. If it's talking about NPCs, though, it's build the world, then populate the world with their ancestors, then get to the NPCs so that you have at least one level of heritage between... you basically kind of think of how this family would have lived in the world and then allow that to inform the NPC. That way you can also answer a lot of questions
mm-hmm.
that the characters or the players will always ask, because players want to poke holes in your world. So that's what I do there. But for my own player characters that I roll for myself, I always start with the concept of the character first and then work it into the rule set.
Yeah, and I think most of mine have been that way. Like when we played Eberron, it was like, I want to do this thing. I want to be, I can't remember the exact terminology, but dragonborn.
Yes.
But I can't do that yet. And so in talking with Don, it was like, okay, so make a regular character. And what we'll do is we'll just have a timer mm-hmm. that basically, once we get to a certain point, this timer starts going into effect. These things start to happen.
Right.
Both positive and negative.
Mm-hmm.
And again, didn't quite get to complete the campaign because it was going to take a long time. But we started to get to a genesis where that happened.
Is that the same campaign where the bookshelf fell on you?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, like, what you and I did for my character was, okay, I want to play... I knew that what I basically wanted to do was construct a tank within the sphere of not min-maxing everything.
Right, right.
But I wanted to take a little latitude with it.
Of course.
And so you were like, well, you can carry more if you're the dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay. and they've got some pretty cool weapons. Okay. And then once you, you know, started doing the math, it was like, okay, boom, boom, boom. Oh, so I can actually take this, that, and the other thing. And then Chris, when we started, was like, okay, talk to me. Everybody gets two super awesome items that we're going to figure out between he and each character.
Right.
And so that's how I was able to get the spiked heavy plate. And, you know, that was, for me, that was awesome. And I loved that character because it was... here's the thing that I've always wanted to do, and now I'm going to go do it. I'm not a good spellcaster. I've always gotten, for lack of a better word, stuck with being a sorcerer or being a cleric or being a wizard, and I don't relate to that. I relate to having a huge fucking hammer and beating the shit out of kobolds and watching them go... much like Vikings versus Trolls with the one character that it's like,
oh, should
one
we talk about Vikings versus Trolls for a second?
Oh, it's awesome.
Because you can get it on any Windows 10 device.
Yes.
Or even Windows 8, I think, as well.
Oh.
But including the phone, you can get it on Windows 10 phone.
Yeah.
It's essentially, it's called, is it Trolls versus Vikings? Or it's Trolls.
TVV.
Yeah, so yeah, it's Trolls versus Vikings. It is Plants versus Zombies, but with Trolls and Vikings. And I'm just going to say it straight up. I think it is superior in almost every way. Graphically, story, everything you see, you're driven more into because it's more, I feel it's more engaging.
Yes. It's taken...
it's totally a ripoff. I'm not going to lie.
But. Well, it's a ripoff and a mashup.
Yes. Because
you have the, for lack of a better descriptor, the Candy Crush. I'm going along this journey with the dots. And
that'd be Candy Crush Saga.
Sorry. Sorry.
Trademark Saga. Sorry.
I don't like the whole having to buy in.
Well, it's King. King's British, so it wouldn't be sorry. It'd be, quite. Oh, sorry. Terribly sorry.
Having to buy in to get the gold to make the things, but it is totally playable up until the point that I can't get up into the snowy mountains because there's an onslaught that I cannot figure out how to get past.
They want you to buy gold to do
right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I did connect it to my Facebook and then say the only ones that can see any posts are me.
Haha. Nice.
But yeah, it's been super, and the little reveals here and there, the graphics are great. The random shit of characters, that come across are just, you know, and the best part is the trolls are the good guys,
right?
So they're the plants, and the Vikings are the zombies,
right?
And you can clearly see. Okay, here comes a Viking with a sword. That's a guy that gets taken down in three squares of single hits. Okay, there's the one with the spear. He's four. Okay, he's got a helmet.
Yep.
You can clearly see what these things are. And then one of them shows up walking on stilts. And it's like,
what the fuck do I do?
I can't shoot him. Okay, I'm going to go take my $50 miner and drop him in front of him so he trips over the stilts. And now my guy can take him out. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I find very, very interesting about this whole setup is right away, I think like your second unit is a movable unit.
Yeah.
You can move it in a column, which is really cool because I don't think you got movable units in Plants vs. Zombies for like ever.
Yeah, I don't. I've played a
is
lot
there
of
even
PVZ
a, well,
and
the
I've
flying
never.
One, right? No, no.
No, I've never. There's one that will do the two levels.
Two levels,
but not,
that's right.
But not the Bruiser, who also, once he takes somebody out and takes damage, he heals.
Yes, he's great. It's a really cool. It feels much more like playing a tabletop war game, I think, than Plants vs. Zombies did. So check it out. Seriously, Trolls vs. Vikings.
We're getting nothing for this.
We're getting nothing for this.
Except maybe we'll send them an email and go, hey, we really like your game.
Yeah, and we talked about it on the podcast.
We talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because there is a coupon code.
There is, yep.
So.
Cool.
Well, I would love to have unlimited everything and just go to town. But yeah, I've been playing the shit out of that game.
Phone gets hot, man. Oof.
Yeah.
It gets hot. like on the glass too. That's what surprised me, is that left side.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little warm.
That is one thing that I don't like about it.
Mm-hmm.
It is stuck in one orientation.
Like literally, not landscape. Landscape with the buttons down.
Yep.
Only.
You cannot flip it around.
You can't flip it, which is backwards, by the way, to almost every other landscape launch.
Yep.
Or upside down, I guess. So it's very strange because, like, I'm used to holding my case a certain way, so I have to flip it. Yeah.
Yep.
But they do, like I said, if you have a Windows 10 PC, you can do it. Mouse and keyboard, they have it there. It's free to play. You do get stuck pretty quickly, but, you know, it's worth a few bucks to keep going, I would say, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So give it a try.
Yep. Okay.
So Neil deGrasse, or are we do? I keep forgetting.
Yep, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson's first. Sorry, guys. Even though he's never done anything for us, Neil deGrasse Tyson comes first.
Because we're saving the best. We're saving for the last.
Best. Oh, you went and saved the best for last. Why does the snow come down in June?
So maybe we should flip the list this week too.
Let's flip the list. It'll be fun.
Not that we're saying the last name is the best.
But it's fun.
Because you're all the best.
You're all
of
the
our
best.
Backers
you're the best
are the best.
Around. I don't know where I'm going. Man, my that was terrible.
That's okay. At least you have a cold as an excuse. I don't.
Yeah,
I
but you get to do the way. You get to do the deep narrator voice though.
Well, that's true.
I don't get to do that. So,
but Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening,
And want to come do a deep narrator voice, or just in general sing 1990s pop songs with us,
and talk to us why C-Fast 2 cartridges
is he going to care about that? I don't think.
I don't know, but I just want him to tell us why they're so damn expensive, and he would know that. Other than
he's going to come on and be pissed that helium is cheap. That's what he's going to do.
Okay.
Anything, when you start talking about anything being expensive, any scientist worth their salt comes on and says, well, why the hell is helium so cheap? Because helium is one of the most used scientific elements out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it in balloons for like nothing.
Yeah.
And we're almost out.
Really?
Yeah. Helium. Well, you know, the sun's got a lot of it, but we can't get to it. So helium is a really, 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 really scarce commodity in the grand scheme of things. And we are treating it like it's just worthless.
See, I thought the band Hoobastank was named after the machine that created helium, so...
You're thinking of Gegita.
Ah, okay.
All I want to do is to thank you, even though I don't know who you are. You let me change lanes while I was driving in my car. All I want to do is to... Okay.
Nope, I was really thinking of Hoobastank.
No, I know, I'm just... But Gegita is so much fun to say. So without further ado, a big thank you to Chad Jones.
Rival Guy.
Jennifer Reifenberry.
Brad Roberts.
Brittany Bentley.
Justin Everett.
Dougie Sharp.
Donald Evans.
Tom Brophy.
Laura Adams.
Lotta Jerv.
Rob McLennan.
By the way, Lotta, what is the letter that you're saying we're having trouble with? Because I'd like to learn how to pronounce it. So, because she said that we were obviously making fun of name, like making fun of pronunciations last time. So that's, that wasn't an intended. But Lotta says that one of the letters in her name, I don't know if it's first or last, is a different sort of AE combo that we don't say very much in English. So I'd be interested in doing that. So sorry.
Yes. Please explain what that is and whether it might be like Loda instead of Lotta.
Yeah.
Because I think we got the Jerf down because I was all screwed up
about
that.
It might be
that.
Jerv instead of Jerv.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's Jerf.
Jerv. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Please do explain that. We're at Timmy.
Oh, Tim Martin.
Mike Thompson.
Matthew Hunt.
Adam Morey.
James Herbert.
Sorry for the comparison and for me not remembering off the top of my head who you were, but your icon is a cartoon character, so.
That's true.
Mike Ott.
Mark Bevier.
Amanda Cook.
Paula Moran.
Digby Davis, LLC.
Gordon D. Duke.
Bradley Swan.
Zombie Orpheus Entertainment, probably also LLC.
Probably. Todd McKimmy.
Leslie Sedlak.
And Hawk Robinson.
Doing it backwards. So crazy.
It's crisscross day.
It is. Reverse cowgirl on the names. Yippee-ki-yay.